I've told my audience many times last summer and this that the traditional slow news weeks I'd known in July and August for a decade no longer exist, and with the U.S. Senate race and other important items on upcoming November ballots, the news cycle will increase as we move into the fall. Other than the race for U.S. Senate between far-left impeach the President Beto Pancho O'Rourke and conservative leader Ted Cruz, the biggest story over the fall and winter that will matter to Texas' future will be who state representatives elect as Speaker of the Texas House. The push is extremely strong to move Texas into the non-conservative column legislatively, even with Republicans in charge. The push is financially backed by a Make Government Work in Our Interest First lobby of socially liberal-leaning big businesses and chambers of commerce through groups like the Texas Association of Business. Toss in the ever-present giant lobbies of those who get paid directly out of the pockets of taxpayers, and you have a state capital dominated by those opposed to pro-taxpayer and needed institutional reforms. It is critical that Texans pressure state reps, all of whom are on the November ballot, to publicly pledge their support for a speaker candidate put forth through the House Republican caucus and to support conservatives for that nomination. There's much ahead that will affect us for years, and it has not been a slow summer. So I'm taking this last moment to take some time off. Please be kind to guest hosts Steve Evans, Carl Tepper, and Matt Crow, and help them out with some good phone calls on the show. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.